A Vendors PE Investment Advisors, an asset management arm of a Vendors Group, has marked the first close of its second structured credit fund, a Vendors Structured Credit Fund II, ASCF II, by raising 432 crore, around $57.85 million, the homegrown financial services company said. And NBSP. It has secured the funds primarily from family offices, high net worth individuals, HNIs, two private insurance firms and two private sector banks. And quote, around 40% of the investors were from the first fund, comma, and quote, said Nilesh Tedi, fund manager, a Vendors Structured Credit Fund. In and NBSP, October last year, the global private equity major KKR-backed investment firm launched ASCF II, a Category 2 alternative investment fund, AIF, targeting a total corpus of 1,000 crore, approximately $133 million, including the green shoe option of 500 rupees crore. And NBSP. The green shoe option, also known as an over-allotment option, will be utilized and the Vendors will mark the final close for the fund over the next 3 months, TD said, adding they have already identified around three deals, one each in the IT services, B2B and specialized manufacturing space. And NBSP. ASCF, 2 and NBSP, plans to invest in secured transactions of operating companies as well as holding companies alongside a Vendors Finance, the non-banking financial company, NBFC, of a Vendors. The sector agnostic fund and NBSP will target a total of around 10 to 12 transactions with a ticket size of around Rs 150-200 crore, against earlier of around 100 crore, to be invested over the next 1 to 2 years with an investment tenure of 3 to 5 years. And quote, ASCF II will deploy the capital in a differentiated credit strategy focused on providing structured credit solutions to high-quality, growth-oriented companies with differentiated business models, backed by marquee sponsors and help semicolon dot with ASCF II, a Vendors and Squo's structured credit platform will now be targeting deal size of Rs 150-250 crore. The fund is evaluating multiple deals in sectors such as IT services, B2B services, specialized manufacturing, healthcare etc. and RQO, the company said. And NBSP. The first structured credit fund ASCFI is at the end of its life cycle. Launched in October 2017, and NBSP, it was fully deployed across 9 transactions, and NBSP, 8 out of 9 transactions have been fully exited till date. And NBSP, it has returned more than 115% capital cash on cash basis and is currently tracking a portfolio level gross IRR, internal rate of returns, of approximately 17.88%. And quote, with our first fund, ASCFI, he added, we have experienced the full life cycle and delivery of the fund over the last 4 years, and now with ASCF II we plan to do larger transactions with continued focus on solution-based approach. We are thankful to all our investors, including existing investors who have participated in our second fund, reposing their confidence in our investment strategy and track record, comma, and RQO, TD said. And NBSP. According to him, private credit market in India has seen a huge uptick over the past 6 to 9 months. And RQO, this is also an indication of the attractiveness of structured credit as a separate investment category amongst investors, comma, and RQO, TD added. And NBSP. Established in 1999, Vendors Group operates in 10 cities across India, the US, the UK and Singapore. And NBSP semicolon and NBSP. The Mumbai-based firm is a diversified group that provides financial services in the areas of investment banking, wealth management, credit solutions and asset management. It handles $6.25 billion assets under management, AUM, under its wealth management, $5.5 billion AUM, assets management and credit solutions, excluding loan book, business. And NBSP semicolon and NBSP. Over the past 5 years, it has completed over 50 transactions with a total investment of over 3,000 crore in the structured credit space through the NBFC and the AIF and SQO, S First Fund Dot and NBSP, KKR and AMPCO and NBSP, bought a controlling stake and NBSP, in Avendis in 2015, a move that was seen to help the domestic firm scale its services in wealth management and private equity, besides foraying into the NBFC space.